My name is Stephanie Gonzalez. I am 22 years old. Today is March 20th, 2022. I am speaking with Sarah, who is my coworker. We are recording this interview in Denver, Colorado.
Hey, Sarah. Where did you live during the Women's March of 2017?
I believe I was still in Grand Junction, Colorado at the time.
Okay, and what were you doing at the time, like with your personal life?
I was in school. I was just going to college at the time, and I remember it being like a big thing, like a lot of students were talking about it and were wanting to do like their own things at the college, but it wasn't nothing like huge like the march.
Like nothing got organized in the college, or it did?
It didn't.
Didn't? Okay.
Just a lot of like talk about wanting to do stuff.
Okay. And would you say that your normal way of life changed after, or like your mental, or how would I word it? Would you say like your normal way of life changed, or the way like you thought about it changed, about like abortion laws and abortion bans and what was going on?
Yeah, well, it definitely, it kind of scared me a little bit, not to lie, because I just think every woman should have rights to their choices, whether when someone becomes pregnant, I feel like it's the individual's choice at the end of the day. Like, yes, go to other people for advice and comfort if that's what you need, but at the end of the day I feel like it's that person's choice, and just the fact that they were thinking of not letting those people have their choices made me worry, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And did this event affect you personally, or like any friends, anybody close to you?
Yeah, so I mean, some friends, you know, in college I did have a close friend of mine get pregnant, and the closest place that she could get an abortion was about like an hour and a half away. And I remember her being like worried about school and how is she gonna not go and work, and you know, how much time is she gonna need to take off, and everything like that. So I remember that being like a concern for her, and she was just worried about like if she still had those options.
If she was going to be able
yes,
to do it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And has anything like this ever affected your family that you know of personally?
My family, personally, no. I mean, I know, like, growing up, my mother was a single mom growing up, and she did have to make those choices, you know, when she did find out she was pregnant with my sister and I. She shared with me when she was pregnant with me that she almost came in for adoption. I was supposed to go to this family out in California. But something, she asked him a question and they didn't answer, and so she ended up keeping me, essentially.
Okay.
Okay. True story.
And do you think there are enough government programs in place to help women make that decision, or if they don't want to make that, to help them like in other ways?
In general, no. I feel like there should be a lot more.
Okay.
I feel like certain states, like Colorado is a safe haven state, so like we will always be able to, as far as I know, we'll always be able to provide these services for people no matter where they come from or
yeah,
anything like that. But I know in a lot of other states like Texas and the South, like healthcare is just not available to them. And I know like in the South, infant mortality rate is like a lot higher because they don't have access to safe
yeah,
healthcare, and they don't have, you know, the abortion laws are pretty strict, and so they don't have as much access, and I know that that affects them tremendously. There's a lot of research and stuff
okay,
on that.
And if it were up to you, would you say that Colorado Medicaid should cover this type of procedure for anybody, any gestational age?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. And Sarah, do you think there's anything at the time that you could have done to help, whether that was like your friend or just be a part of the protest, anything you could have like even shared on like line?
Yeah, I feel like just advocating for my friends and just really being there for them was crucially important. Growing up in a small town, I saw a lot of my friends get pregnant early on.
Yeah.
And like I said, there just wasn't a lot of resources or places that they felt like they could go. And so I just tried to be there for them every step of the way. If they felt like they needed somebody to go with them all the way an hour and a half to where they needed to go, I was always willing to be there with them.
Mm.
I just try to be there for them as much as I can. But really,
okay,
I just try to educate now is
yeah,
what I try to do.
Just
to
educate
people.
People as much
yeah,
as they can.
Right.
How do you think women felt as a whole when they were being told, like, no, like, you don't have a right to your body, you don't have a right to your uterus, like, you don't, you're not allowed to do this procedure?
Yeah, I feel like that was a lot of mixed emotions for them, because they are put in a difficult situation already where they have so much emotions and things going on in their life. There's already so much going on. And for somebody to come in and kind of be an outsider and not even know them personally and say, you know, you can't do this. This isn't a solution for you. That probably made them just mad and angry is what I could imagine. And I think that's what made people get together and say, you know what, hey, we're not going to let these strangers tell us, or these politicians or whoever, these religious aspects, like, we're not going to let them come and tell us what to do with our bodies or what's right for us at this time and situation, you know, like, and a lot of these people that are saying no to them are men.
Yeah.
And it's unfair that because these men don't know what it feels like to be pregnant. They don't know what it's like to be in our situation. They don't have to deal with half the things women deal with, even just menstrual periods and things like that. They don't understand.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so I just feel like it frustrated them to the point where they had to do a march and they had to speak up for other women. And and like I said, women before that were trying to get abortions when it was illegal and everything. They were in very dangerous situations. A lot of women died. A lot of women got infections. Just a lot of bad things happened in that time frame. And I just think healthcare is essential no matter what it is.
Yeah, it's, abortion care is healthcare.
Right.
Yeah. Let me see. How do you feel about that issue or that time period now, like, looking back at it?
Looking back at it now, I'm glad I wasn't born in that time.
Yeah.
It makes me thankful that, you know, we have made progress to become a little better. I know, like I said, as a whole, like, United States, we're not all there quite yet, but I feel like as a country, we have grown.
Do you think the march was, like, a good start, like, to bring over? Because nobody would talk about abortions at all.
No,
and that brought it up to light. Like, yes.
Yes.
We do want this. Yes, we do need this.
Right, right. And even, like, in the hospitals, like, people, like, even if they worked in there, they couldn't even find somebody to help them do it safely. And so it just, it's really crazy to me that you could know a doctor personally and they don't even want to help you because they're like, oh no, it has to deal with that and I'm not going to you know, help you. And it's like, in healthcare, we're supposed to help no matter what the situation is. We're not supposed to judge that person. We're not supposed to do anything like that. So I feel like it makes me feel thankful that I wasn't born in that time frame and that I am grateful to the women that did go on the march and they did speak up and they did. I don't think we acknowledge that enough
as the new generation that they had to put themselves like out there,
right?
And they've like for so long,
all of that, all that judgment and everything.
And what have you learned through like seeing that issue, like all the marches and everything women have had to like go through, like even like the years past that?
Right. I feel like it's taught me just that we need to advocate always for ourselves. I mean, no matter what, even if we personally wouldn't do something like that, we need to always keep that option open for others. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not just because you may personally not agree with it, doesn't mean somebody else may not need that option or need that kind of care.
Yeah.
And I just feel like advocating for other women always is just important, you know.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of situations where, you know, rape, incest, and you know, and it's like that person didn't ask to go through any of that. Why should they be punished and by keeping a child that they didn't even ask for in the first place? They didn't even want to participate in the, you know, what happened. And it's just like, I don't know, I just feel like no matter what, we always have to advocate and keep
for
that
others.
Option open. Yep.
Okay. And what do you think is most important? What is the most important lesson Americans should learn from what happened in those years and the years before that? This being in like 2017, like when the whole marches like started.
Yeah, I feel like I feel like people had to look back on what the women were doing back then to see how we could, what has been done and what needs to be done differently. Because some things they did back then, like the marching and all the protesting, I feel like that worked out tremendously. But also, like, we have to get this to like the politicians and we have to get this kind of further so that it is effective and that people can't come and tell them what to do. And so I feel like in that sense they did a great job, but us now, like, we have to kind of do the same thing. We need to,
like,
look back.
Keep fighting.
Yes, we have to keep fighting and just keep doing what they did back in the day. I mean, especially even with other protests, just like the racism and everything, like they went through so much trying to just put themselves out there. And I feel like as in this new generation, we have to continue that. We have to keep our open mind and just speak up for other people, you know.
Yeah.
You can't be embarrassed, you know. You have to just be a good person at the end of the day.
And do you think this is something that we should do continuously, even in Colorado where you said it's like a safe state? Should we continue to protest?
Yes.
For like Texas, for instance?
Yes, I do, definitely. Because in those states, maybe they don't feel like they can protest like that, or maybe those protests end up becoming violent because other people oppose it or whatever it be. And I feel like here we're able to protest it kind of safely more, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, yes, of course there's people that are going to have other opinions and such, but I feel like here we can speak our opinions. Like, people are much more open-minded here, at least in general. I feel that way about Colorado, and you know, I know a lot of people come here for that kind of service, so I feel like, yeah, we should always do it, no matter
always what. Keep fighting for other people.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you, Sarah.
Yes.